This is an MUT Radio podcast.
For Inspirational Mondays, we're having an artist born and bred in Umlazi, the beautiful and talented Brenda Mdambo is a musician who kickstarted her career when she joined the multi-award winning gospel group Joy Celebration. And then throughout the year, she is now a solo jazz artist and has been nominated on the Summer 23. Help me welcome on the radio, namhlanje, Brenda Mdambo. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can. Perfectly.
Perfect.
It's good to have you here, namhlanje. Although we're having it telephonically, but I understand. Thank you for honoring us, namhlanje, and being able to be with us on Inspirational Mondays on Ihlangana and the Midday Show.
I'm so happy to be here with you guys. I can't wait to have this chat with you.
Yes. So, Brenda, you are from Umlazi in Durban, right? Where kona abantu bakhona ama musicians aphuma eMlazi, but akujwayelekile ukuthi kukhona umuntu ozocula, you know, soulful music, jazz, esuka la eMlazi. So, how was it for you ukuthi ukhulele eMlazi but uvela wathi yazi kuthini, ngifuna ucula nje into ehlukile mina, but at the same time into ezojabulisa abantu abaningi?
I think it was not even the fact that I decided to go to the school. It's just in the school, you know, ekhaya ngikhule bathanda uMaskandi, bathanda Afro soul, jazz, like Obusi Mhlongo, you know, my grandfather bathanda ukudlala inkostini and guitar. And ekhaya becula vele ngilende into engiyiculayo, so it was like something vele ngithathe ekhaya ngase ngabona ukuthi ngiyayithanda mina ukuyenza kanje, and into engifuna ukuthi abantu bangazele yona, and also just to ukuthi ngiqhubeke with African soul music and jazz, just to spread it in the world.
So wakwazi ukuthi ungene kwi Joy Celebration i group enkulu kangaka othi umucabanga nje uthi ngiyaqala kanjani ngene ngempela la. How was your experience working and of course entering in the multi award winning gospel group Joy Celebration, and what year was this?
It was 2005. I was a child. I was very young then. Yeah. I was 19 and I was still a student. Yeah. I was 19 when I joined Joyous. Bengimncane, ngihlala ekhaya, bengihlala esikoleni because I was studying at Westville University, which is now UKZN. Bengifunda lapho, so I was doing my second year, and then I was a friend of mine, because bengicula vele ekhaya, like everyone abangazi eThekwini bayazi ukuthi bengivele ngicula, like nje bengicula emgcwabeni, emshadweni, yonke indawo. So, and then we decided ukuthi asambe into auditionela for Joyous.
Yeah.
And mina bengena experience kakhulu ye gospel because the car is from Nazareth.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, now I get it, because uyakwazi ukuyifila lento ku music wakho.
Yes, yes. Kulula ukuthi ungize ukuthi bengena Nazareth. So bekulula ukuthi like, you know, it was a foreign for me ndaba ye Joyous because bengayilaleli. Bengaye futhi emasontweni lawa sendisiwe ngaleso sikhathi.
Yeah.
But ngahamba ngayo audition, and uma ngifika ku-audition bayithanda ivoice yami le beats ukuthi I'm a woman who sings very low and they like my uniqueness. And then they took me ukuthi ngiloku Joyous ngaleso sikhathi. And yeah, that's how I got into the group. At first, I was very overwhelmed. Bengithukile, you know, uma ngisuka ekhaya bengingacabanga ukuthi like bazongithatha number one ngoba ngangiyifundela ngangazi bazongithatha ngangiya nje ngoba phela siyasizoya.
Yeah.
Kanti bazosithatha-ke. And then, but the experience yakhona iyona-ke engikhulisile in the music. Just ukubona ukuthi hayibo le nto leni uyakwazi ukuphila ngayo kahle kahle. You know, uyakwazi ukuthi uyenze. Ikuthi-ke mina, because I was studying, I just thought it's important ukuthi ngifunde a lot. You know, behind the scenes, ukuthi ngi-understand ukuthi i-business yakhona isebenza kanjani ukuze ngizokwazi ukuthi ngithole imali kahle kuyona. So over the years, I've been doing it up until this point.
And then you decided to be a solo artist to susuke groupini Joy Celebration. What decided to start with? I think manje singakwazi ukuthi ngibe solo artist. Did that transition, was it easy for you? And of course angithi manje sekhona ne paper ukamela unakekele kuningi manje usubhekana nakho ukuthi okay, in order for me to publish music kumele ngenze one note. So at the qaleni it was a group. So how was it for you, that whole experience?
Oh my God, it was not an easy one. You know, in the end, I was very attentive to the business, just understanding. But man, for no by solo artist, in anything, I was cool in knowledge. You go to how do you become a solo artist? So already I was registered as a publisher because when I was in Joya's been Palama School. So that part was covered. The following part was to get now a record label to sign me, which is very hard. It took me 3 years. I left Joya's in 2009, sorry. Because in 2010, being from Uganda, but it was hard, you know, to live fully, you know. In 2010, because I decided to go touching business, bonga band, na business media, na business band, to go to business umbon, go to hinde from Uganda before I release the album. So, and people were so like surprised, you know, from this business because Naz is a gospel singer, and then they came. And strangely, even TV people came to cover that event, yeah, in 2010. I did that event, that's where everyone saw, it's okay, this woman, this is what she wants to do. And then from that time, I remained consistent, meaning, my plans, I stood with my plans. I stood with, okay, this is what I want to do, and in Zoyenza, until I get recognition. And that took a lot away from me. Like at some point, I didn't have a place to stay because I need to bring joy, nobody knows what I do, and I have to go back and introduce myself to people about relevant to what I want to do. I remember when going to the founders of Joyous Years and just saying this is who I am, opportunity, and we spoke about it now with them. And then now we want you to come. We'll bring an orchestra for you to perform in the biggest stage. Nice. Like that was an honor for me to say. You know, when you remain consistent in what you do, people will see it eventually, which this is what you're doing. And last year now, I did an orchestra setup with a full 5,000-seater Mbira stage on Georgia stage. And that, you know, for me is like a pat on the back to say, you know, when you remain faithful in your gift and remain yourself without wanting to be someone else, eventually you will get that recognition.
Yes. Now, I want to know your emotions the time you upala your most loved song. You know, there's a song, and I know what's about running back tanda, Ngayo, I Love You. That song, I remember you were having an interview with Imoja Love. What was the name of the show? And if you were from the ad break, look at singoma. I love you. I'm like, hey, Yazima, I want to get to know this lady. What's Ubani? And then I started following you from that interview because you to the sound. I love you. And I know about the burning bite sound. And also, you have a new song, Enza Kwenzege. So tell us about my emotions. What could the time upala these two songs, I Love You and the latest one, Enza Kwenzege?
Mina umuntu onjani. Oh, I write music as it happens in my life.
All right.
So when you listen to my songs, you can actually write a story about me in understanding where I am in my mental state, spiritually, and just as a person. So I Love You, I wrote a song because at the time I was in love.
Okay. And how? Meanwhile, I'm thinking you're talking about two unkulunkulu.
That is a love song. That's why couples love this song. Like every time when I get like it's couples, you know, they like to, you know, and I get invited to weddings to come and sing that song. Because it's a beautiful song that says you need to affirm each other as lovers. To see, just tell me that I'm yours, that you'll do anything for me, you know. So it's a beautiful love song. So I wrote the song because I was saying please tell me that you love me, that you'll never leave. Amina, I'm yours. I've dedicated my life to you. Just call me. That is what the song. It's very mushy, very loving. It's very, and also it's very easy on the ear. So I wrote that song from that space. And Nzakwenzeke came in during COVID. During COVID, I was going through a lot of things. I lost my mother. And I was so depressed, and I was suffering from chronic anxiety. I'm still suffering from chronic anxiety. So I then said to myself, whatever happens, girl, make it happen. And Nzakwenzeke. Every time I'll just say, and Nzakwenzeke. If when I was a good season, though, I always give myself that affirmation. At the end of the day, I can cry now, I can sleep and not want to wake up, but at the end, I'm going to make it happen. So that's how Nzakwenzeke came on. Like I said, Nzakwenzeke. I didn't even write that song, I sung it. I went in studio, and you can hear it at the end, because I talked to my producer and said, yeah, this idea, it's a good idea.
Yes.
And then I kept it on the record, because it's a one take that I did, and then we didn't want to change it. Like, we're like, this sounds good, you know? Because when I was now recording an album, I recorded another version, but I liked the one that was authentic and natural.
But Kansila, but maybe isn't those look zone, your wounds, your scars, in the show, go to local Caesar, in the future, you use that to motivate you to go forward in Bill, because Ugubam Shambesa focus a cool on COVID, do the ends and COVID 10, Sanga Tata, what COVID did to us, Sagunza is good by motivation here to Gaba Ascends loser right now, you know?
It's true, you know, I believe what and I said this, 2 days ago, that whatever that you face in your life, it is there for a reason, and you need to embrace it and take it as it is, and know what there is something that has to come out of the situation.
Yeah.
Whether you are experiencing loss, whether you are experiencing a heartbreak, whether you are at the moment where you are unemployed, maybe it's an opportunity for you to create something for yourself. So if we look at the brighter side of life and not focus on the negative all the time, I promise you, we're supposed to go through the hardships in life. Life is not meant to be smooth all the time. We are supposed to go through the hardships in life. They are the ones that brings us, you know, into who we are, and also it builds our character as people. If we don't go through the hardships, we wouldn't know how it feels like to be in on top if you haven't been in the bottom.
Yes. I love it. So Svalanje, what can people expect from Bring Them Down in the near future? Mhlambe, is there an album? Because Nzulu called my money album. Can we hear more about that? Because we are really, really excited about our new music.
Definitely, I'm gonna come, you know, face to face. I need to come to, in studio there and sit down with you on the album, because this is one of my favorite albums that I'm releasing this year. I called this year earlier on everyone who follows me. I said, this is my music here. I'm releasing a lot of music, and also I'm traveling a lot around the country, and with a lot of talks internationally that I'm traveling to, just to sing, because I'm in a good space in my soul to do that. So this year I'm releasing my album. It's called Sing. It's fine. It's going to create conversation.
Yeah.
But it's called Sing, meaning sanity. You know, a lot of us, we suffered mentally during the COVID time, and we are still struggling mentally, and it's something that we need to talk about. So it's something that I'm advocating for at the moment, just mental health. So this album is so beautiful. I produced it myself with my team. I was very hands-on. I'm the executive producer of the album.
Nice.
I've grown in the music, you know, now. I've went from just being an artist to being producer and executive producer. And I'm hands-on in each and every thing that was done on this album. And I'm so proud of this work that I'm releasing this year. It's coming now in May. and we're going to have a pre-order now in March. So people must stay, must just be ready for really beautiful music, even if I have to say so myself, beautiful classical music, because the song that you played, I Love You, I released it in 2016, and that is like 7 years later.
Yeah.
You're still loving that song.
Yes.
And that is the kind of music that I do. It surpasses time. I don't want to release songs that are going to be nice for 3 months. So I do songs that are classical, that when you listen to it 10 years from now, you love it. When you listen to my first album, it feels like I just released it yesterday.
Yeah.
So this album is the same thing, and I can't wait for people to have it.
And I can't wait for you to have the tour, because I've been watching my videos on Instagram. You know the songs that it's not the sing uzo or release, but you sing on stage. There's this one, it's Mabawyeg Mhlabawethu, or something like that. Hey, I was actually watching it last night before ngilala, and namhlanje kuseni. So we can't wait for the tour, because we know ukuthi sizobleswa with great music.
And that song is on this album. Which is amazing. That song is on this album. So this is going to be really, really, really one of those songs that really has made me as well to talk about Mhlabawethu. And everyone can relate to that, subject of our land. And yeah, I can't wait for you guys to hear a remixed version of that song. It's so beautiful.
My prayers have been answered then. If you don't go make the album. I'm good to go. As we wrap up the interview, where can people find you on social media?
I'm Brenda Mtambo. Mtambo, everywhere on social media. I'm on TikTok. I make some jokes on. Sometimes I'm funny. Then I'm on Instagram, and then I'm on Facebook and on Twitter. So I'm available, and also I'm one person who responds to everybody, who talks to people. So it's easy to find me. For bookings, it's just bookings@brendamtambo.co.za. So that's how people can find me.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.